this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
Welcome to the Answer Report Podcast! This is Season 2, Episode 11 of the longest-running Kingdom Hearts podcast that you've ever heard of, even, or known, or seen, or watched, or listened to. I'm Mike, and with me, as always, is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's
yo,
going yo. On? Jason, we have a very special guest with us today. I don't know if you've noticed.
What?
Very special guest with us in studio. We're all in the same room right now. Well, not really.
Yeah,
not
they
true.
Flew me out.
We flew Bioroxus out. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
The master of breakdowns, Bioroxus, is here.
Yo! I still see you guys haven't got rid of the chains that you were tying Nomura down with.
Yep. You don't have to put those on.
They're novelty at this point.
That's just a Nomura thing.
Mm.
Actually, he'll be angry if he finds out you wear the chains.
Yeah, I prefer my own chains, if anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We don't want to piss him off. But Bio, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. It's not like I was...
Of course.
Pestering you guys.
No,
like every week I was like,
he put a gun to my head and he said, Jason, I got dirt on you. Okay. You gotta get me on the podcast in the next 3 weeks or else.
Well, I always feel bad because I feel like people think they're pestering us, but it's just like, I just want to make sure that we have the right, you know, the right mood set to have a guest on. You know what I mean? It's never about, and it's always about our stupid schedules and not anybody else's. But
that
I appreciate
too.
You pestering us because then that gets us to act and get you on. So
yeah,
thank you. Thank you, Bio. You're a legend.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually coming back and making Kingdom Hearts content too, so.
Yeah, you've been popping off.
Yeah.
I don't want to like put a number on this, but I would say like 70% of your videos have been Kingdom Hearts.
Right? Yeah. I just put out a 14 video last week.
72.5. You are still putting out the 14 stuff, which you told me off air you don't want to talk about 14.
Yep.
However, I think Jason wants to talk to you about 14 for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to give Jason less than 5 minutes.
I mean, I talked to Bio about it on his stream yesterday, so I kind of got it out of my system, but I just think the FF14 post-patch shit, it just needs to be changed for new players. It's like been a roadblock for both expansion I played. It's just like...
Really? Even Heavensward?
It's just... It wasn't as bad as Heavensward. It was like... It just slightly felt worse, right? Like, going through... Well, and Heavensward was really, really good. And then the post-patch stuff definitely feels like filler, because it is, for the most part, right? But, like, very, very much feels like filler, and so it feels bad. And because you're not... The point of the post-patch, the reward is just the story. There is no, like, in-game, like, sometimes you'll get, like, a freaking emote or something, but you're not getting XP or gil or whatever, and you're just essentially running from cutscene to cutscene. Occasionally, you'll have, like, a story fight. And
I guess, you don't get XP, do you?
Yeah, you don't get anything, really. Like, comparatively, like, I've done the entirety of the post-patch and leveled up once, I think. But I also was doing other stuff, so I don't even know if that was due to other stuff, because I was getting bored. But anyway, I think that they need to change how it works, because essentially you're just running from cutscene to cutscene for, like, at least 15 hours or something, right? Like, it's really, really long. And if you care about the story in any way, which I do, it just makes it really infuriating. And then also with Stormblood specifically, they start rehashing shit that happened in Stormblood. Like, without spoilers, there's just, like, the typical trope that it's, like, you have to get the indigenous people on your side to fight the Empire. Like, it's the most trope thing of all time, right? But they got these real, like, quirky traditions, and you gotta go through their means to get them on your side, or they won't really trust you. So then they essentially just fuck you around for, like, hours and hours on end with side quests, which from an MMO standpoint makes sense, but it's still annoying story-wise. And then you beat the Empire with them. Like, wow, this is awesome. Wow. Like, I feel like that's not a spoiler. Like, obviously, you're going to fucking win, right? But then they rehash it in the post-patch, bro. They just start fucking you around again when you need them again. They're like, oh, are we on the same team here? So it's trash, bro.
Post-patches for Stormblood. Can we talk about spoilers?
I mean, I don't care. I only didn't want to talk about spoilers because, like, I know people will follow you.
Okay, cool. So, the end of 4.0, is that with Shinryu? You're on 4.4.
Oh, no.
You didn't like
4.3? I agree the early patches were good.
Yeah.
But
so, 4.4 and 4.5 lead up into the end of... Or, okay, so 4.4 and 4.5 are like pre-Shadowbringers, like setting up a lot of things for Shadowbringers.
Yeah. It was like the same thing for Heaven's Word, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're at the burn, right?
Yeah. I remember, so, like, once I happened? Got into 4.4, I was like, okay, this is getting a bit much, dude. And then the burn was awful because of, like, people who are max level and have, like, multiple max level jobs wiping in a story mode the burn boss. I absolutely mauled it for, like, an hour
it's
at
on
least.
Final Fantasy IV, it's based off of that. Because, like, in that game, you couldn't attack the enemy without it counterattacking. So, like, when the mist comes out, you're not supposed to attack. And so it'd be, like, a little, like, nod to that. But, yeah, no, it's really...
Well, it doesn't even matter if you do attack. It just don't stand in the freaking giant orange circle, bro. Like, it's that simple. You can still just brute force it. But, yeah, anyway, I feel like... certain things could happen to alleviate it, because, and especially what also really sucks is when, like, okay, you just did all the story stuff, you've been running back and forth, and then one of the things they tell you is like, hey, you got to go talk to this person, but they're not anywhere near like an Ethernet thing. Like, you literally have to run again for like 5 minutes. It's like, holy shit, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, I've played a bunch of MMOs, and what certain MMOs will do to alleviate this, especially when it's older content, is just ask, hey, do you want to warp straight to this person, dude? Like, they need to at least add that, because it's so awful, dude. Like, I've been doing post-patch Stormblood for
like
literally months.
Yeah.
Months. It's
been a while.
I'm playing it at the same pace that it came out.
Yeah, right? Data Center Travel comes out now, so next week I can do that dungeon with you if you want.
Oh, yeah, the upcoming one, yeah. The 4.5.
But anyways.
I just think it could be better.
That was FF14 time. I hope you guys enjoyed that. My waveform just dies. Like, it's just silence. So, yeah.
Do you like high-end raids? Like, do you like...
Oh, God.
I mean, in other MMOs, I obviously haven't done
that. No, I was asking
any.
You, Mike.
No,
I feel
Mike
like,
doesn't play
I feel
MMOs.
Like people that don't enjoy the story will probably enjoy the reading.
So,
and vice versa.
Here's what happened with my Final Fantasy 14 experience. Is I played for quite a bit. I got... almost to the end of the like normal content, Realm Reborn, you know, and then I just started playing Triple Triad, and then I uninstalled.
Gotcha.
Because I it's not my kind of thing, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay that it's you're hopelessly everybody. Addicted to it, and I don't like it. That's okay. That's normal.
Yeah, it's
that's
a problem.
That's you know, it runs the spectrum. You know what I mean?
I would say. If people don't like MMOs and they're turned by FF14, check out the soundtrack at least. This shit's actually goated.
Yeah, the soundtrack
like,
is really
especially
good.
If you like other fantasies, Kingdom Hearts, obviously. Like, bro, the soundtracks are actually really good.
Yeah, and that's my thing is, if I were to play it, like if I had time, I would do it for like those cool callbacks and like the
yeah.
You know, because they reference pretty much every Final Fantasy in it.
Yeah.
The music, the stuff like that. That's what I would play it for, but I don't have time to do that effectively. So that's why I'm kind of like, it's okay. I'll let other people enjoy it.
Yeah, not blaming you. It's a huge time sink.
It is. It is. I'd rather just replay Kingdom Hearts 3 over and over, apparently. So that's what I do with my time.
Well, yeah, the new randomizer came out. You guys have been playing that a little bit.
What, is it out yet?
It's. I don't think it's officially out, like the build we've been playing.
The build we've been playing isn't out yet, thanks to WaterKH and Critic Perfect for letting us test the build. Yeah, we've been playing that. It's cool. The boss randomizer and the enemy randomizer is sick. And it's been really funny because we're playing it when there's still like a lot of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so like stupid shit will happen. Like I show up in the final world at the beginning of the game and the dark side got randomized with Davy Jones, and then the cutscene he's just standing behind me staring at me. and then he just vanishes into the water and doesn't return because he teleported back to his ship in the Caribbean. So and then we get soft locked.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hilarious moments. And part of why it's been delayed is I know Critic had some like personal stuff pop up, and so it just kinda slowed down the development. But I'm really excited. I'm going to be... I don't have KH3 on my PC yet. I only ever had gotten it on the PlayStation. But, I'm planning on buying it so that I can do some races with Mike. Because it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's been even cool. And, that's what I loved about the KH2 randomizer. And, like, why... Mm-hmm. In my opinion, why it got so popular was it was so crazy. And, just... From my experience, it was very broken, and so but it was a fun broken, right? And so it was just crazy to see what insanity would happen next.
So we played yesterday, and there's that in Remind DLC. You go to Scarlet Kaim, and there's that pink shadow
that has the Kyrie piece.
That has the Kyrie piece that you're supposed to kill, and he has 10 health bars or something. What we didn't know is that he spawns all the nobodies that are there that you fight.
It's his retaliation. Right? It's part of his retaliation if he takes a certain amount of damage.
You get him to a certain health gate, and he spawns more nobodies.
Yeah.
So what happened is Water and Critic had him in the regular enemy rando pool, and we got they replaced flame cores in Olympus.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
Yeah.
I was hanging out for a little
bit. These guys, and every time I hit them, they spawn 10 nobodies.
Nobodies.
Yeah.
So there will be
insane...
40 on screen.
Jeez. It didn't break?
It didn't crash.
Slowing.
Really?
It was slowing. Very, very hard. And then Mickey was in my party because we had the random party members on, and you just hear his we have Japanese voices on. And you just his Japanese as he's getting
over and
destroyed.
My face hurt so bad from just laughing. It was so fun.
We were having a good time with
it. I love that just the insanity and just. So much stuff can happen. It's just so much fun.
Right. And I still think the Kingdom Hearts 2 randomizer is fun, but I do agree that there's a certain aspect of it when they fix it and when they start making it more stable and then adding these quality of life stuff, it makes it a little less fun in that regard.
I got so tired. I might do another KH2 randomizer in the future, but I think I did it 3 or 4 times. I don't know how people can just... Do it
did
over
you ever
and over
do
again.
Like races or like bingo?
No.
Bingo was really
I think
fun.
I did bingo.
Bingo's fun. Bingo's fun. We should do bingo sometime. It's a good time. But no, I get it because there are people that literally every day they stream, they just do KH2 rando. And I don't understand.
I think one thing that I realize that I do that KH2 just has. That just makes a rando more accessible over 3 is the movement, right? There is 4 different versions of glide because there's the different level ups or whatever.
And the worlds are so much more streamlined.
That too.
I think that's the
way
biggest.
You could
biggest
just
thing
speed
is
run
like,
the hell out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. With KH3, when I think about a randomizer, there it's so open, and so it feels. Yeah, it just feels different than a KH2 randomizer.
It does.
Yeah, it's
and
more daunting.
You go to San Francisco, and if you don't have movement, you're fucked. You just gotta go climb every building one by one to get around and try to get the chest.
Yeah.
Well, we found this thing where we went to Olympus, and because of the pink heartless, we left because we weren't strong enough to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But it took our air step. because you don't technically have it yet.
No.
So we were trying to beat other worlds without airstep. And so, like, things were, like, shining at us, and I tried to airstep, and it wouldn't work, and we didn't figure out what was going on until, like, halfway through. But I was like, oh, it's because we didn't get to that part of Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't. So I was just, we were doing the flash tracer, and I had to, like,
to get from building
to building, and it was a nightmare.
It was so funny because Mike knows all these speedrun techs, and you can't do a single one. It was like just like the worst torture you could ever, because it's there's so many different things in that game where like there's like movement speedrun tech that is just so, it just feels good to do, right? Like like when you're air sliding up the mountain in Arendelle, like it just feels good. And the fact that you like can't do it, especially with Mike who's like done it a million times, I was just laughing so hard.
Yeah,
just like
it was pretty soul crushing. Yeah. But Bio, I know you wanted to come on and talk a little bit about KH4.
That's the new hotness,
you know. That's the new
I'm really excited for it.
I'm very excited for it as well. I know you gave your thoughts on your channel, but do you want to tell people how you're feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. This was always a video I wanted to make and just never did. And so like seeing it kind of coming to fruition, because like right in Kingdom Hearts 3 your form changes were locked to a keyblade, right? And so like only the frozen keyblades could give you blizzard blades or the ice claws, right? And so like it was weird to see him form changing, but then it was so restrictive. And so like I feel like with the form change, like copies, it was kind of that idea of like, okay, he can still make these same things in other keyblades and still use the keyblade to form claws because he does that a couple times, or form a hammer. And then with Kingdom Hearts 4,
you just stylize it different.
Yeah, right. It's just like I'm using this keyblade and I'm picking apart the pieces to create claws, but it looks different because it's a different keyblade. With Kingdom Hearts 4, we see like, we only see the chain so far, but it's like, okay, he's manipulating his keyblade to use this hookshot-esque ability. And I don't think he uses his keyblade with the drill, but like just seeing him hopefully like become more adept at form changing and being able to create different styles out of that is going to be exciting.
Well, and the fact that it's in the menu too is cool. Like it's not like a you have to build this up first or whatever, right? Or that's what it seems like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of different theories. Someone made the comment like, because I think it'd be cool to have jobs, right? And
like
I don't know if you guys saw the video, but like have like Sora creating a lance, right? And then shifting into like a form chain, like a dragoon job. With like a lot of jumping and a lot of like stabbing, and then you know shifting to like a sword and shield and like having a more paladin moveset. Like I think that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. It's kind of like similar to like how it is in KH3, right? Where it's like you have your different, like it's like the different like colored forms or whatever, but to actually
they don't really
make
talk
them
about
more
that in the game,
more
though.
Distinct.
Right?
It's
kind of weird.
It's weird because I remember when, you know, the new cycle 4KH3, that was a huge thing people would talk about is, hey, what form, like what form is this form change? You know what I mean? Like is it the green? Is it, and they have different names. I don't remember them off the top of my head. But like, I know you do, but there's like it was such a big deal for everybody in the trailers. And then you get to the game and it's not
really
a thing
not.
They even talk about. It's like, oh, okay. When he's Monsters Inc, he's yellow when he uses this one, but we don't know what that, you know, like doesn't tell you what that means. You have to like dive
into
the
menu. Until you go into the menu. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought that was interesting because that was like something people really cared about in the lead up to KH3 and then it ended up being not important at all.
Yeah. Right. It's the same thing with KH2 as well, right? Like they introduce dry forms and then never talk about it again. It's because they give him the clothes.
Well, because the color change of his gear matters so much in KH2, right? Like oh, like Red, you're instantly thinking like Valor form and like all this stuff. Whereas like, yeah, it is a different form, but it's not the same where it's like there is other, there's different Keyblades where their form shares color, right? Like it's not as unique, right? Like,
yeah,
it does denote different abilities that you get with it, right? Like you're going to be getting like different like reprisals and stuff when you have like the shield ones or whatever, right? Like it's not as unique, I guess, where it's like Red equals specifically Valor form, Blue equals specifically Wisdom. Like it touches multiple different Keyblades. So I think, yeah, that's why it feels definitely different.
Yeah, I agree. I hope there's some kind of conversation about the lore. That would be nice.
As to like why the certain game mechanics work the way they do.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how long, you know, we've had, you know, Rage form. And then what was it called?
God, I want that. I've had a Google Doc.
Antiform, yeah.
For so long about, like, a bunch of different cutscenes that show Sora's darkness growing. And I'm like, I need to make this. I worked on a video before KH3 came out and, like, briefly touched on it. Because I wanted to get something out before Kingdom Hearts 3. Because I was, like, I was positive there was going to be some kind of conversation or lore about Rage form, but nope. So I'm like, yeah. Please Kingdom Hearts 4, please give it to us.
Well, and it's frustrating because it's something that's interesting to a lot of people. But it's the kind of thing that Nomura will do an interview and he'll go, you guys really care about this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of thing that he's like not thinking about. Mm-hmm. But we're sitting here as fans going, oh, this is cool, why can Sora do this? And he's like, yeah, this doesn't mean anything. It's just a gameplay mechanic, you nerds. You know what I mean? Like that. Uh-huh. So it's kind of a frustrating situation. Like there was that nobody symbol thing where people were asking about that. And he goes, this is what you care about? Meanwhile, he made a game explaining why Mickey Mouse didn't have a shirt.
Priorities, you know? Man. Priorities.
So I don't know. Nomura's a strange man. I mean, when he was on the podcast last week, I tried to get more out of him, but he didn't, you know. He just did the interview and left like a real prima donna, you know?
Oh, there was something that you said during your podcast that I wanted to come on and be like, well, actually, was it?
I'm sure.
What was it? Oh, man. I think it was... Shoot. I think it was something about the world. What world did you guys talk about last week?
Oh, yeah. No, I should have said this at the top of it. I said that Olympus was in every Kingdom Hearts game, and it's not in DDD. I just forgot about DDD.
Well, actually, Dream Drop Distance does.
Yeah, someone commented on that immediately too, and I was like, yeah, because like I said it, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice where I'm like, as far as I know, like I know I'm missing something, but I couldn't in my head. Like, I couldn't think of what it was.
There's something.
Yeah, it was DDD.
That's one thing that I hate about YouTube.
Yeah, well, you see
The instant you say something wrong, people are on you.
Yeah, but what you guys didn't know is when you go to Flick Rush, it teleports you to Olympus.
When you what?
Okay.
When you go do Flick Rush, it teleports you to Olympus.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Colosseum. He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yep.
Take that, YouTube commenters.
And no one was mean about it at all. We're just like,
yeah, no
take
one was.
That.
Yeah, I'm just projecting my own frustrations because, like, I swear there are people that are subscribed to me just so that they can watch a video to point out like how wrong I was about something.
Wow.
Just like whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've talked to Pat about this before too, and Pat has the same problem. They're, you know, well, this is wrong, and it's like, okay, like obviously, you know, we didn't know that, otherwise we wouldn't have said that, you know, like or we forgot or whatever it might be, you know, like we're all just people.
Yeah,
like,
man, I feel so
slack.
Bad for Pat.
Why?
I mean, I'm not gonna. Yeah,
because he has to wear that hat.
Yeah, that hat, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's like the there was a situation that happened at some point, and
he really beat himself up about
it. He did, and I was like,
I tried to tell him, dude, it's not a big deal, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I was in a similar situation at one point, and like. The fight or flight that kind of kicks in when, you know, there's someone with such a huge following that, like, decides they want to try to ruin your life. It's just, like, not fun. But anyways.
Well, I mean, I jokingly was saying to him, dude, it's not you, it's me. I hope it's me. please let it be me. I want to talk to this guy. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm just, I'm trying to make light of it for him. But yeah, he was pretty upset about it. But Pat's, everybody knows Pat is a good dude. He's a genuine guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have malice for anybody. We like to beat up on him a little bit, but that's just because he is such a nice dude. You know what I mean? Like, if he was a bad person, we wouldn't beat up on him because that'd be too real.
Well, you wouldn't
real,
talk
right?
to him.
Well, that too. As well.
Yeah.
But, like, we wouldn't be like, oh, regular Pat sucks, because if he actually sucks, it's not funny. It's just the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really, I feel like there's, like, I don't know. His content is really interesting where, like, he doesn't post a lot, but when he does post, and it can be, like, any topic, like, people just come out to watch it.
Yep. Yeah, he does a really good, he has a very good, because I know he writes scripts, right? But he has a very good, like, hey, this isn't a script voice when he's reading from a script.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just talking and rambling about the subject, but he has every word written down in a Google Doc, and he's, you know, and that's, I think that's one of his, like, really huge talents that helps him a lot, because it doesn't sound like a, welcome to my top 10 this video, right?
Yeah,
it sounds
right.
like... Hey, I'm just going to have a conversation
Number
about the lock-on
four.
Mechanic with you guys, you know? Mm. But he, because he can script it and still make it sound that way, it's still funny and engaging and, man, I'm really sucking Pat off right now.
It's just a bad
day. Yeah, we gotta say some shit, bro.
Pat, you suck. Actually, I felt
Case
bad
Case 1
because...
gummy sucks. It's not the best in the series. You're crazy.
He thinks that? He does not think that.
Yes. Unironically.
Really? Wow. Yeah, okay.
He had that thing happen that you're talking about, and then on the podcast, someone wrote in just kicking his shins, like, really badly, and I was like, oh, no, if Pat's a nice guy, be nice to him.
Oh,
like,
really?
I was the one saying that. It's like, poor Pat. But yeah, go, I mean, he doesn't need our plug, but go watch regular Pat.
Well, I think that's what's nice about the newest kind of creators that are coming up is, like, there is such a, right? Like, I feel like a lot of times YouTubers will stick to their own numbers, if that makes sense. Like, because it's all, I have a lot of feelings about YouTubers, but it feels nice to have this sub community of the KH, like, creators where, like, everyone just kind of collaborates and talks and works together, regardless of, like, numbers, right? Like, because it's not like a, oh, what can you do for me kind of thing, or, like, what can I get out of you? It's like, oh, we all like talking to each other and, like, collaborating because it's fun.
Yeah. Well, and when Pat first came on, he was like, I know you guys aren't, you know, you don't have the numbers that I do, but I'm going to come bless your show. And no, he didn't say that. But what he said was he just likes podcasts, and he was just so excited that there was a Kingdom Hearts podcast to be on. And I was like, well, hey, here you are, man. We're a Kingdom Hearts podcast. But yeah, like, you know, you and him, and there's been a lot of people that have come on the podcast that have been so cool and welcoming, and people I talk to almost weekly, you know what I mean? And just even just like, hey, do you think this thumbnail looks good? You know what I mean? Like, just stupid stuff like that. When I was starting YouTube, which I never really gained big success until we started doing the podcast, but, like, you'd want to ask, you know, that kind of question to somebody, but there's no one, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you're on your own.
Yeah. I still ask people. I have some friends that, like, started watching me when I first started to gain traction with Kingdom Hearts, and we're still friends, and I'll send them thumbnails and be like, does this look good? Do you think this looks good? Like, what do you think we're, cause I think it's, I don't know. YouTube is such an isolating thing, so it's nice to have people to bounce stuff off of.
Yeah, which of these thumbnails looks better?
Yeah, like, literally, my newest one, I had, like, three different versions, and I was like, can you guys tell me which one you like the most? Because I don't know which one's going to be good. So.
Well, that's the thing, because it's like, people will tell you, oh, the thumbnail's so important, but no one can tell you exactly what you're supposed to do with one, right?
Oh, yeah. It changes.
It's got to be eye-catching, and the font has to be legible, but sometimes you don't need font. You know, there's just so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that I literally just put out a podcast every week, and I can just use the same thumbnail every week.
Right, like, yeah, it's branded, so, like, it needs to stay the same, right?
Right,
like,
exactly. If I just start throwing wild thumbnails out there, it's not going to do good.
No.
Do well for us. Oh, no, dude, I know you still want to talk about YouTube. We can if you want.
Oh, no, I know you.
The first time you were on, you were just like going hard in on YouTube, and I was like, all right, I'm here for this.
Well, it's just, it's something that like you can't really talk about to a lot of people, because for a lot of people, right, they're like, oh, you just record a video and then you put it up. It's easy. It's like,
yeah, they don't get it.
No.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just kind of shoot the shit about all that stuff.
It's crazy too, because like people will like almost like they like your content and they watch you, but they'll be like, well, you just do this stupid thing. And it's like, wait, you love this stupid thing. Why are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you? Yeah, it's hard work, man. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not like fucking welding or building parts in a factory, but okay, it's still hard work. It's still something that takes time and effort. It's not just even our podcast, which I'll admit is kind of free form and we don't do a ton of like prep for it. It's still like a whole process to get it edited and to, you know.
Yeah, well, don't put yourself down like that. But like putting a weekly thing together, like you've done it long enough that the actual like working part of like getting the audio together, getting all the visuals and all that stuff together is not part of the easier part, but it's still like still takes time. It's just that that skill.
I wasn't putting ourselves down. I'm just saying, okay. I'm not here with a script. Like, I'm not here like,
yeah, it's not to the same degree. Yeah.
Right. I'm not here going, hey, Jason, I just spent 10 hours diving into why Olympus is cool. Cause I didn't do that. I just said, hey, this is why I think Olympus is cool off the top of my head. By the way, it's not in every game. It's not in DDD. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just different, right?
Yeah.
And I've struggled. I've said this before, but I've struggled to like, I've wanted to do more like scripted content.
It's hard.
But unless it's like something goofy like J. Conah Jameson, I struggle to write that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? We're definitely more funny boys than serious boys. And that's like, cause I mean, like spoilers, but I've been working on like a scripted video, like the script for it. And yeah, it's. I'm trying to find my own, like, because obviously it's the very first thing I ever scripted, so, like, obviously, you know, I got jokes, but I definitely like having conversations a lot with, you know, like, Pat, and I've had, like, a ton of conversations about, like, lore and stuff like that, like, with Damo and stuff, and I really like doing that as well, and so it's been, like, kind of weird trying to find my flow, essentially, because I can ramble on about like stupid shit for like a long time, and so I don't know if I want to like segment, because either this video is going to be like hours long or I'm going to segment it, so I don't know if I want to like kind of full-on like script it to even have like clear, because I don't want to just like, hey, yo, here's a 15 minute video like or 10 minute video so I can get the maximum, like that's not what it's about. It's just something I want to make, right? Like, so I don't know if just for my sanity if I want to cut it up and then kind of have like a good beginning, middle, and ending to each one, so it's like, okay, here's like 3 or 4 40 minute videos instead of like a 5 hour video.
No, dude, something. You can do the 5 hour video. You
or
just
do
have
both.
To have the clickbait thumbnail and title.
Yeah. Why it's
a waste of time.
Dog shit ass waste of time. Yeah, true.
I think the nice thing about waiting, like not having expectations about content, right? Like no one's waiting for that next video, right? And so like,
right.
That's one of the nice things when starting content.
I have something to keep up with.
Yeah, right. Well, like there's none of that pressure. It's like, okay, when it's done, it's done. And then I'll put it out, which is nice.
Yeah, that's well, I think it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Where it's like there's been time where I could definitely have worked on it, but I'm like, I'm not really inspired right now. Whereas like if I did have that pressure, I think I would have in those like free times that I have. But yeah, it's definitely a blessing and a curse for sure.
Yeah, I'm working on a script for I'm finally doing some more breakdowns.
And okay. Yay!
Yeah, I'm doing the Chain of Memories things, because a year ago now, I was streaming through Chain of Memories, and there's like this one part where Vexen creates like a blade of ice, right, to attack you with one of his slates, and I was like, huh, never seen that before.
There's a ton of really cool moves.
Yeah, right. But the whole idea of Chain of Memories is that you're breaking cards and never seeing the attacks, and it's like that should have been thought of differently. But
that's true. Right. I didn't think of it that way. How it's like you don't get to see the coolest shit because the goal of the game is to break their slates and go, don't do that thing that's going to be really cool and hurt me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing the fight properly is them never attacking. Yeah.
Doing the fight properly is lethal framing, especially Vexen, dude. Like
Lethal frames and zero cards.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the way to beat Vexen. But yeah, no, that's, dude, I'm excited for that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. And I am a recom sympathizer, dude.
What is that?
I love recom. A lot of people hate recom. I swear to God, there's always, I feel like more recently too, there's been all these people coming out the woodwork being like, I freaking love the GBA original com. It's the best thing. Recom sucks. I spit in the face of anyone who likes recom. And I'm like, dude, what the heck, bro? Like, I grew up playing com, but like, I really like recom too. Like, what the heck? Why you gotta be so mean? So I don't know. I love recom. It gets shit on too much, dude. It's a good ass game.
Agreed.
I like the aesthetics of GBA. I was watching, I don't know if you guys know KZ Excellent. He was streaming through, and he was doing a GBA playthrough. Then, like, halfway through, he was like, this sucks. Why am I playing this? They switched over to recom.
That's
so funny. It's something that happens a lot in the community where, like, someone will say something that'll get traction, and then it'll just be regurgitated until, like, people think that way, if that makes sense. So, like...
No, for sure.
People, like, there were people like, oh, man, I love GBA, and then it just, like, kept being said... And then at some point, it got picked up to, like, the point where it's like, oh, yeah, GBA is totally better than recom. And it's like, okay, go play it, and then come back to me.
And that was my point a couple weeks ago with the whole, like, Nomura said Smash is canon bullshit. Because it's like, one person or two people say it, and then, like, I had people literally arguing with me already that it's canon and posting, like, HMK's video saying, here you go. And I'm saying, that doesn't mean anything. He literally even, like... You know, and so that's why I felt the need to speak out on that, because it's like, this is what happens in this community. Someone says something and then it becomes gospel, like the Nomura was drunk when he made Recoded thing.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I discovered that info, I just thought that was real. And then you look into it and you go, oh, no, that wasn't real at all. Someone either purposely mistranslated or, you know, like, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Now I feel stupid, you know, but and so like I don't want that for this community. That seems like the worst possible outcome, you know, but that's what happens.
I don't know. It is interesting how things are just kind of said and then picked up and then told as fact.
I kind of want to start a rumor like that, though.
Just see how far it goes.
To see how far it goes. But that's like completely like against what I was like bitching about. So I can't do that. But like, I kind of want to just start like this crazy rumor.
Social
that,
experiment.
Like, just to see and then be like, ha, you idiots. See, I told you. Stop doing this. I made
if
this
you
up.
Dance with the men in KH3 Tangled minigame, it's faster.
We say that every time we get to that.
Oh, really?
And I just, yeah. I wanna run the rando at GDQ just so I can say that and have someone like Spike Vegeta or someone be like, really? And be like, yeah, that's true. It saves frames to dance with the men. The women's animations are slower.
As he like walks past like three women to dance with, like he could have darty danced with like two other NPCs, but you go straight to the man. It's so funny.
We haven't really talked that much about Kingdom Hearts 4 or Missing Link bio.
Oops.
So, I mean, do you have any... I mean, we were talking about the form change stuff with KH4. What else are you excited for, man?
Honestly, I have no idea what to expect from KH4. Like, the little bit that we did get, like, the free running looks a lot more intense, but I don't know how much of that is, like, scripted for that fight, or if that's going to be, like, what it's going to look like when we can just run around. Because, like, KH3 looked... incredible with the free running, and it was, but like it's very situational, right? Like only certain areas are gonna let you do that, those kind of things. And so I don't know if that's gonna be how KH4 is, or if it's gonna be like you can do this wherever. So
I think it'll be similar to like the Rock Titan, where you're running up, part of it is you controlling and part of it is like animation.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is with the KH4 trailer is it didn't, like the Rock Titan, if you were to watch that when they showed it originally, you could tell it cut to a cut scene at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not a cut scene to me, at least.
Well,
in KH4.
I guess I mean more that like it's like on rails, like so.
Yeah.
Part of it you're controlling it, and then part of it is on rails, right? Or like probably a reaction command because those have been confirmed to come back.
Right. I guess it just they made it clear. I feel like in the KH3 like trailer that was on rails and you weren't controlling because like your menu disappears and it's a cutscene, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where this the menu's still there.
Do you think that menu's real though?
It could be a placeholder.
I think it's a placeholder because like in KH3 when you had like a reaction command or like a situational attack, your command bar would change, right? Like your attack command would change to like diving strike or whatever it is. And so like when all that was showing, it still showed the same like
it's just static.
Yeah, right. So I'm wondering if they just like slap that on.
Yeah, maybe.
But well, and I think right. that also that not would be
sorry,
like a
sorry,
more
not to
of
be
a,
like, well, actually.
Well, I, yeah, I wow. think that
really thanks.
I think to be fair as well, I think that would be something in game development that they would add like later. Like that'd be more like polished than anything,
right? And that might know. Even be
I,
like
that's
the
part
KH,
of the engine.
It might be the KH3 Remind, one from Shibuya. But I haven't looked at it enough to, or like compared it.
You haven't broken it down yet.
I haven't.
How often do people make stupid breakdown jokes to you like that?
Not so much anymore, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Just us.
Just us and Pat, probably. Would be the only.
Well, because I've been out of the game for so long, it just, I've lost a significant amount of, like, traction in most corners of the community, so...
I think also part of it is that a lot of the community has left. So, you know what I mean? Like, well, for an average Cage fan, what is keeping you here? There's not even a freaking mobile game to play right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I think it's...
I think it waxes and wanes,
with
dude.
The KH4 stuff, but then now it's back to being just like...
Yeah.
Nothing's going on. And, you know, we'll see if Dark Road actually comes out. I'm so terrified of Dark Road Bio.
Why?
I think it's gonna be terrible.
Why?
Nomura didn't even mention it in his interview.
Oh,
an interview where he's like purposely like pushing Missing Link in KH4. Like he's purposely bringing up Missing Link multiple times. He doesn't mention Dark Road one time.
Hmm.
A game that's supposedly releasing next month.
That ooh.
I didn't even think about that. It's just going to be a nightmare.
It's not even in the media cycle at all.
Kingdom Hearts Dark Road official site. When is the last time they've even like updated this?
I don't know. Deimos probably got a tracker that's up to like hundreds of days.
When it releases, Deimos going to go into DEFCON 5.
Man. Yeah, right. I'm so excited for that. I can't wait to see him come back and make some more content.
Dude, I hope so. He's been free so for so cool. long. He might be used to the taste of freedom.
Yeah. True. Man, yeah, I was so excited when Dark Road first came out.
Well, yeah, it came out of nowhere, and we were like, holy shit, they're going to have another game. This is cool. Da da da. Mm-hmm. And then it was okay. And then it was like clear they didn't want to do it anymore, but they had to. And now they're, now I don't know what they're doing because he didn't even. And like in the context of the interview, he was talking about learning more about Kingdom Hearts 4, and Dark Road probably has nothing to do with Kingdom Hearts 4. So I might
just
be...
Yeah, it was most... Right? Like, it started as, like, I want to tell Young Xehanort's story, which I was never planning to do.
Right. So it could just
I think either way, what
stupid about it.
What, like, producer is not going to talk about their game that's coming out in even like, in a month and a half or whatever, like, from when the interview was? Like, that's still crazy to me. Like... Think about, like, all of the, like, red flags that sends up for, like, some other, like, AAA game or something, right? Like,
he's like,
if
yo,
you're
don't
not hearing about
this.
Yeah, if you're not hearing about the new Starfield or the new Call of Duty or something, like, a month and a half before it comes out, bro, there is something wrong. Like,
oh,
not
wait,
that Dark Road is some AAA game, but still, it's just weird.
Wait, did you guys see this? There was an update to the Japanese website like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, what did it say?
It shows all of like the new home screen and everything. Have you guys seen this?
No. Link me.
Yeah, I'm linking you. It's like it shows like theater mode. Oh wait, this is for. Oh wait, this is. Never mind. This is from June 18th, 2021.
Oh, I was gonna say, dude. I was like,
bro, this is literally old. What are you talking?
Oh man,
Bio hitting us with the fake news, dude.
Hey,
hate to see it.
Hate to see it. It's the kind of journalism you get on Noisy Pickle. You know what I mean?
Shut up. Oh man, I felt so bad when I did that video too, because I literally just like I meme on that so much of like, man, people just like play a game and then talk about a story, and I was like, I see why they do it. It's really easy.
What's funny is we were talking to OJ the other day, and he said that his boss they brought Noisy Pixel to like an anime expo. Mm. And people were calling it Noisy Pickle.
On purpose?
Yeah.
As like a joke?
I don't know if it's because we call it that or like I was
we
like.
We put it into the ether, dude.
I guess. I don't think we have that big of a reach.
Hey, there's the rumor that you did something. You started it.
Yeah, Noisy Pickle. Woo! You did it.
That's your legacy.
All right, Bio. I know you got a hard out soon, so I want to ask you before you go. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Missing Link, dude?
I don't love it. Don't love it at all.
That's well, why. Worried. Why not?
I'm worried about the monetization.
It looks bad.
Ooh.
It just looks bad, in my opinion. Like,
okay.
Like, just the trophy system. Just it just looks like Unity.
Yeah.
Assets.
Indie developer makes Unity game, yeah.
Yeah,
or like those shitty ass commercials for like games that don't actually exist where you like gotta pull the levers in the right order.
Yeah. I'm like, and maybe it's because I was like, oh, like when I first saw it, I was like, oh, is this an MMO? Like that's gonna be awesome. And then it wasn't, and so maybe that's why I'm like, eh.
Right. Jason and I often have this thing we call when things look like that, we call them Gmod rooms. Right?
Yeah.
Like they're just empty rooms with like a table in it or whatever, you know, nothing on the walls. The Scala Ad Caiam in Missing Link looks like a Gmod city.
Yeah.
Like everything's just square and weird and it does. Yeah, I agree. It doesn't look good. I'm hoping it looks better the next time they show it to us, but I don't have a lot of faith in that. We're still going to play it because, you know, content, but like.
Yeah, probably me too.
But like, I agree with Jason that I'm worried about the monetization because Square Enix does have good examples of like mobile game monetization where it's fair, stuff like the City Opera.
It's not
Omnia,
predatory, yeah.
Not predatory. But then they have like Union Cross where they're making people pay $15 a week for bullshit. You know
for
what I mean?
VIP,
so,
dude.
Right. So it's, I'm interested to see what happens with it. But yeah, I'm not terribly excited either.
Yeah. It just looks weird. And maybe it's just like a really early build.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, apparently we're supposed to beta test later this year, so.
Oh, you are? Did you guys get accepted?
No, not us, but just in general.
Like in the community, yeah.
Yeah,
not us. No, yeah, we got invited to the event where they reveal it.
Congrats.
Yeah, we're gonna
definitely
be there
real.
With Sarah Key and who's another?
We'll shoot a new
DB Geek is gonna be there and us.
DB Geek, who is that? DB,
he's like been a pretty popular variety streamer recently.
Yeah, yeah, he played KH recently. And
why is that a
like,
thing?
You should have DB Geek on the podcast. I'm like, what?
Who? It's so odd to me that like Kingdom Hearts is like part of like the streamer package, like the starting streamer.
It is.
Where you play that, you play 7 Remake, you play Final Fantasy 15 and Final Fantasy 13, and I feel like by the end of those four games. Seven Remake, not so much. I feel like it's like Kingdom Hearts 15, 13. And like by the end of that, like you're a partnered streamer with like an established...
Shit, dude. So you're telling me all I gotta do is play Final Fantasy 13 and we're gonna be partnered, dude?
Well, probably. I would say like that's definitely a thing for sure. But to be fair to DB Geek, like he actually has been streaming for a long
that's
time.
Not
and
who
should, like
DB Geek is not who we're talking
about.
Well, but there's also the like Pat and I have talked about this, but there's like the crying in the thumbnail while playing Kingdom Hearts.
Right. I think about that sometimes too, because I'm like, because I mean, granted, like I have definitely like bawled my eyes out for games on stream. Fantasy 14. But it seems weird to me that every single game you play is going to make you cry that much.
Yeah.
Right? Well, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think that's weird. I think you probably have some trauma that you need to deal with outside of video games. You know,
it's not even evoking that. There's sad moments in Kingdom Hearts or whatever, but nothing where it's like they're trying to make you cry or something.
I've seen
Kingdom Hearts 3. I definitely
I'd say that's like
the
exception.
The sea salt
that's
tria.
The exception, not the rule.
Okay. Well,
you crying about
saying,
something
like,
in Cage 2, bro? Really, bro?
What? Goofy dies? What are you talking about?
spoilers. First off,
oops.
No, like, but I'm just saying, like, okay, it'll be a streamer. I'm not going to name names, but I've seen it from a couple different ones. I'm not particularly talking about one streamer, but they will post, you know, they'll stream it, and then they'll post a My Kingdom Hearts 1 experience, My Kingdom Hearts 2 experience, My Kingdom Hearts 3 experience,
wow,
My Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind Journey, and they'll be crying in every goddamn thumbnail. And if you're crying at the end of every Kingdom Hearts game, I'm not trying to like gatekeep anybody or anything, but that I feel like you should probably go talk to somebody. You know what I mean? Like you should probably like, and I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean,
you
should probably go have a conversation with somebody where you talk about your trauma, because there are moments in Kingdom Hearts where people have cried, and I think that's acceptable. But if every thumbnail you post is a picture of you crying for every Kingdom Hearts game, I don't buy it. Like, that's just not...
Yeah, it feels disingenuous.
It does.
Yeah.
Either it's disingenuous or, yeah, you really got to deal with something, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you being bio someone who deals in cognitive
okay, let's not pull my
therapy.
I don't want it. No.
No, I want you to analyze.
Professional
I want you to
CBT.
That's okay. That's okay.
Analyze this person right now.
Analyze me, bio.
Yeah.
Why am I crying actually, in every thumbnail? And why do I hate Stormblood post patch?
I actually had one last thing. I know you got to run soon, but I just had one last thing. You know, you've broken down pretty much almost every aspect of Kingdom Hearts someone could break down, right?
Yeah,
you know, you drive forms, summons, you know, anything, clothing changes. But one thing you have not broken down, bio, is the Ansem Report podcast. Okay. Break us down right now. 1 minute.
Oh god, live. There's a lot of pressure. Okay, so I sense a lot of Fuck, I don't know, dude.
I knew I was putting you on the spot, man. I'm just messing with you.
Oh man,
ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, BioRoxxus. Why don't you, if people aren't familiar with you for some reason, I don't know why they wouldn't be, but if they're not, why don't you drop, like, where they can follow you, where they can check out your stuff, what you're working on?
Yeah. So, my name is BioRoxxus. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Twitch, and I'm on YouTube. Definitely coming back and making some Kingdom Hearts breakdowns. Also branching out into 14, with some, like, deep dives into that. So if you enjoyed my content for Kingdom Hearts and showing off those animations, you'll probably like that too. Since it's the same developer and all that stuff. That's it.
Thank you, Bio, for being on the show again, dude. We love you. We appreciate you. Everybody go
follow
Bio on all this stuff, please. He's a great content creator, but more importantly, a great guy.
Aww.
And someone that you don't have to feel bad about watching
his videos.
He's always
been very nice to us.
Yes.
We don't deserve it.
Yes.
We're despicable.
Definitely. And, you know, Kingdom Hearts or FF14, he's your guy. He's your guy you need to go to, okay?
Yeah, I'm actually going to, like, not meme, but like bait my Kingdom Hearts viewers by calling them deep dungeon dives, because and I'm gonna like even open up with like some kind of Kingdom Hearts, one of those like diving underwater things to like open it up, because I'm like,
oh, okay,
gotta play that system.
Baited. Also, something we didn't talk about, but memes. Bio's got memes on memes on memes, yes, on his YouTube channel.
Meme videos. Memes.
Idea
choice
memes.
Memes. Choice.
Choice memes. So if you like memes, you like FF14, you like Kingdom Hearts, you like breaking stuff down, every detail about what the Scholar Chaim letters say on things and all that, Bio's got you, okay? Go check them out.
Oh,
Bio,
thanks, guys.
Thank you again for being on, my friend.
Yeah,
we love you.
Anytime.
Jason, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to do the question of the week, which is a bad one. So we'll see you in a minute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, just Mike here. I wanted to take a quick moment to show you something, because last week there was a weird audio glitch on the YouTube version, and I have no way of explaining it. So if you're watching the video version, you can see I have my timeline of last week's podcast here in Adobe Premiere Pro. And during the segments where we have listener emails, I like to play It Began With a Letter, because it's funny, because it's like, haha, it's the song that plays when you read Mickey's letter at the beginning of the game, and so on and so forth. And so if you play Began With a Letter while reading emails, it's like has some kind of weird connection to Kingdom Hearts, right? Ha ha ha. So the problem is something happened in between the... So, okay, let me just say, the way I normally do the podcast is I do the audio version first, because that version goes out on Patreon early for our patrons, patreon.com/JupiterSpaghettiBros. Go check it out. And I do that first, and then later I add, like, these elements, the sparklies and the moons and the things like that, right? Basically, that's the idea, is I make that first, and then I come back and add the stuff, and it's whatever, right? On the regular podcast version of episode 10 last week, it began with letter plays. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's how it's supposed to be. But for some reason, when on the YouTube version, this is what happens. They'd be like, yo, my dad likes this shit. That is cool.
My dad actually likes stuff. That's cool. What?
My dad likes cool stuff?
Okay, so I'm going to isolate just the audio that's supposed to be It Began With a Letter for you guys, so you can... What is that? I have no idea what that is. So you're like, okay, Mike, yeah, you did something stupid, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back in and fix this for the YouTube version. And then I ultimately decided not to fix it on the YouTube version because it's very low in the mix. It's not really super disruptive. It's like having a very quiet song play, like a band of a letter, but it is a little annoying, but it's not worth to me re-uploading on YouTube. But I came back anyway just to look at it, and I was like, okay, here's It Began With a Letter. You guys can't see the pop-up that says it's It Began With a Letter, but you'll have to trust me. This is Kingdom Hearts music. It Began With a Letter MP3. That's what this is, okay? So I'm going to drag that onto the timeline where I just deleted that, right? And you can see the waveform.
This in Chain of Memories. What is this in Chain of Memories? What?
So I was like, what the hell? So I made a new timeline at one point and put that in there. And it was still the what it is in Chain of Memories. However, if I go to open that file, which let me get that set up real quick. Began with a letter. I just played the audio file, and the same file is It Began With a Letter. You guys can hear it.
What the hell? So I'm not really sure what's going on there, but I wanted to explain it for everybody because I literally showed Sean AFK this in the Discord with like a couple other people, and then him and I went to go record something for a secret project we're working on, and he goes, "Hey, I gotta ask you, now that it's just me and you, was that a bit?" And I said, "No, that wasn't a bit. Like, this isn't a bit." And he goes, I thought it was a bit because it's so weird and doesn't make any sense. So anyway, that's what happened. Back to the podcast.
This is Richard Epcar. Welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. Come to the darkness.
Welcome back, everyone. Now it's time for the...
Question of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, Jason just like stole my job. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, that
Mike
was the
wasn't
question
ready,
of the week.
But I'm ready.
this week's question of the week, Jason, is from...
No, Mike, this week's question of the week was actually a bit of a trash one. Hashtag desperation. What is next week's question of the week? But that's what this week's question of the week is.
Yep. And that we're going to read them all, and then at the end, Jason and I will pick one.
Yeah, we'll have to decide.
The rest of you
deliberate.
Will die.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Tyler Rims.
It's from Tyler Rims. New question of the week. Kingdom Hearts, yes or no, and why? And then he added, my dumbass going, Mike didn't get Desperations at right. I wonder if he knows. No, it's me who doesn't know. There's no one named Desperation in the Discord, Tyler. Okay, that's definitely not going to be the winner. Moving on. I'm just going to, like, berate everybody's...
Oh, my God, Tyler. Dude, like, you're a mod, dude. You're making us look bad. What the
Come
fuck
on,
is
dude.
This, dude?
Pokemon Trainer Jay says, next week's question of the week is merely hypothetical, one to be discussed among the scholars and intellectuals for eons to come. What indeed is the next question of the week? To what end are these questions answered? Is there ever an end to the questions? Yes. Very,
dude,
very philosophical.
For every question answered, there are more questions brought up.
Yes.
True.
Real eyes, you know?
yes.
Yon Song says, what is this week's question of the week? Okay, Yon Song didn't understand the assignment. Eka Dog says, what is the worst line in the Kingdom Hearts game? No repeats. Okay. That's not bad. That's in contention.
What is the worst line where you just roll your eyes?
I can think of a couple. Billy the Kid Lawrence says, to answer this question of the week about the next question of the week, one must first ask, what is a question? A question is a sentence worded or expressed so to elicit information. Therefore, a question of the week is implied to be a particular time frame for a specific inquiry and then be answered by one or more individuals, particularly in this case, with the intent of manipulating the audience of the Ansem Report podcast into thinking that they matter, when in reality, they're just a number. Henceforth, the most ideal question of the week to be asked for the following week in question, in order to keep the players of this sick and twisted mind game fooled, should be multifaceted and directly tied to the viewer's life and feelings, exactly like this seductive and sultry mic voice. Hey, you. Warm smile. You doing okay? Comforting wink. Just checking in on you because we love you, heart hands, and we're always gonna be there for you, snuggle. Just like you're here for us, ooh-woo. What's been your favorite thing that's happened so far in 2022 for you? Meow. Truly hope you're feeling fantastic, fam. Fuzzy feelings, Gucci goo, sunshine, rainbows, mommies, hugs and kisses. Love you all. Mwah. Like and subscribe. And then, Jason, the next part's for you.
Now fuck off.
That's definitely not the question.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Billy went off the rails there. Kyrie's bro says, question of the week, what even is the question of the week? If I ask a question, is it the week of questions? Question of the week. Okay.
I've gone cross-eyed.
People, we've really done something to people's brains with this question of the week, dude.
Yeah, everybody is just like, it's like when the fucking, in Detroit Become Human, where some of the androids just start going crazy and like banging their fucking head on the wall, dude. Like, what the fuck is happening? This is twisted, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to do about this.
What have we done? Has this experiment gone too far?
I think it has.
Zombie says, who is the worst Kingdom Hearts content creator? Smilers.
Oh, Jesus.
Zombie going for the throat. Bamboo says, wake up. So ominous. Uh-oh. It's coming after you. Better up before it's too late. Sorry, you lazy bum. I actually didn't know she smacked him on the head. I just assumed he flinched because he had a wicked trip.
Oh.
That's not a question. There was no question there. Then Alex adds, I am inside your home. Again, not
what
a question.
What is wrong with everybody?
Not a question, you guys. These aren't questions. KH Waterblock says, what's your favorite video game soundtrack of all time? Okay.
Okay,
all
right. An actual good question.
Thank you, Waterblock, for having the mental fortitude to survive this question of the week. Jesus Christ.
My gosh.
Holy cow. SB Cat says, next week's question of the week should be, which KH character would fit well/be cool as a classic Final Fantasy class? Would Sora be a cool Dragoon? Could Aqua be the best red mage around? We've probably had something very similar to this, but I don't know. You're right, SP Cat. We've done this.
Yeah, well, we had it where it was like Sora, Donald, Goofy, I think.
Yeah, yeah, come on,
SP. Like, what class would they be if they were something else?
Come on, SP. You should have just said something weird like everybody else
like,
did.
I don't know who I was talking with about this. I think maybe it was Sean or somebody, but I was like, dude, like, when they saw, like, what the question of the week was, because, like, obviously the question of the week is, like, out before the episode is or whatever, like, the new one.
Right.
And I was like, dude, at this point, it's like, there's been like so many people have like cycled in and out and stuff. It's like, that's just what happens. At this point, it's like, we might as well do like question of the week, like a segment where it's like a question we've already asked or
like similar to.
So then it's like, you know, the new people could put their answers out. And we've had a lot of people who have been, you know, going through the old episodes on some crazy, like just absolutely supporting the hell out of us, like going through listening to everything and wanting to answer some of the old questions. So I was thinking maybe sometimes we have question of the week and it's
an older one.
People can either maybe their answer changed, or if they're new, they can actually answer it for the first time,
or they can just copy paste their answer.
I'll know
previously. StuCat says, if you were a hitman, how long would it take for you to murder Sora, Kairi, and Riku?
Oh my god.
For how much money, and who would give you the job? Would it be Jiminy Cricket wanting revenge for Sora never looking at anything in the journal except the Ansem reports? Is it Mickey who found better Keyblade wielders? Or Sora's mom, who has her last dying wish, wanted to have Sora and his friends back, and the only place they'll stay? Hell.
Oh,
or maybe
god.
It's just the Master Masters or something. Yeah, not that one.
Dude, I'd say like a week maximum, dude. These guys suck, dude. Like, they'd be like trusting the first person they see. Like, I just gotta act like a good Disney person for a minute, and then I can poison all of them.
That's true. Panda says, the next question of the week should be, if a KH character lost their heart, what would their heartless and nobody be? I think we've done something similar to that before.
I don't know. I don't think so, but you could be right.
Maybe we just talked about what heartless we thought were belonged to the different organization members or something like that. Panda Boy says, what is a desperate moment in Kingdom Hearts? Jiri Theoden says, I think it's time to bring back an old favorite of mine from when I first joined the Discord, the classic, who? That's the question of the week. Who?
Who?
DP Grant says, what is your favorite voice acting performance in KH and why? For international listeners of the ARP who have played in multiple languages, do you have a preference and why?
Ooh, I like that
DP
one.
DP Grant not going... On the week where everybody goes deranged, DP Grant, straight and narrow.
Yeah.
When normally DP Grant is
not me.
Taking the first left. Brundock says, who is the Lingering Will and why can he wield a Keyblade? It's a great question.
Okay, classic.
Pure Strength Stan says, if you could have a Keyblade based on you, what would it look like and what would your form change be?
Okay.
Mailman CEB says, FMK2? Two? That's right. The sequel to the hilarious question of the week,
no.
FMK.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't know if I'll survive.
Diana,
I don't know if I'll survive.
I think, you know, that hasn't aged well. I think somehow, even though we've only been doing this podcast,
it might be helicopters
over
my house.
It was a different time then, you know?
was a different time. Wildcat Diana says, did we do a career week question already? Since I can't remember, here we go. What profession would each of the Guardians of Light choose?
I don't think we did that one.
I don't think so either. Zethus says, kind of a technical one. How do you think they should implement reaction commands into KH4 so they aren't press triangle to win? Okay. And then Dangus Khan says, I'm going to recommend this question a third time because, as you all now know, I can never stop at one, LMAO. A KH character of your choice has just been arrested in Tampa, Florida. What were they charged with? And bonus points, what real or fake quote would they say while they're getting their mug shot? All jokes aside, so many good ones in this thread. All right, and that was everybody's question. Instead of you and I coming up with an answer, we are going to pick the next question of the week.
There was actually some good ones in here, dude.
Yeah.
Besides the people who are having, like, a mental breakdown.
I'm partial to Egg's question. What's the worst line in a Kingdom Hearts game? Because I think that's pretty original. We don't think we've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite video game soundtrack of all time is another good one that I liked. Even though it's not necessarily Kingdom Hearts related.
I think everyone can relate to it.
But everyone can relate to it. And that was by Waterblock. Panda has, if a KH character lost their heart, what would their heartless nobody be? Kind of like that. And then I also like the DP Grant famous voice acting performance.
Yeah.
Those are my top four.
I would agree with that too, yeah.
Okay, well, what one do we want to do? Also, honorable mention to who's the worst Kingdom Hearts content creator by Zombie. I'm leaning towards not doing Eggs because then he'll go, I'm a trendsetter. When we pick
Fuck you.
So
dude.
Fuck you, Egg. you probably have the one I wanted to pick the most, but because it's you, I'm not picking it.
I'm torn between either DP Grant's answer or KH Waterblock's answer.
Here's the good news, Jason. We still need more than one question of the week. So, I guess the answer is, what one are we doing this week and what one are we doing next week?
Ooh, okay. Let's just do the soundtrack one first, I guess.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, Waterblock. You did it, dude. What is your favorite video game soundtrack of all time? You did it. So proud. And Jason, that's going to do it for this week's Ansem Report podcast.
Dude,
I'd like
a banger.
To thank BioRoxus for being on the show again. Just a juiced individual and one of the nicest people we've met and always been so kind and caring and helpful.
Yeah.
Go check out his content. He makes great content.
Like, even, I think one thing that for the people who have, like, listened to, like, previous episodes, you'll know, he likes to make content that is not just flavor of the week type of shit.
Right.
It's, like, something that actually is...
Except maybe his memes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's, like, the meme ones.
Because, I mean,
but, like,
if I'm being real, Jason, there's a meme video on here.
It's pretty disgusting. I know which one you're talking about.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah, dude.
Riku Morbin time.
It's Morbin time, boys.
So, to be fair...
That is flavor, but I'm talking about his actual
memes.
KH content where it's, like, not... Yeah. It's not a meme. Like, it is, like, will stand the test of time. So, like, even... Like, there's gonna be shit on there where it's like, wow, I didn't... You would not know that about X thing. It's like, no matter how much you think you know about KH, you will find something new. So go check it out.
Yes. And if you're into FF14 at all, his FF14 content is really good as well.
Yes.
So go check that out. Okay,
true.
Guys. Next week, we'll be back with episode 12. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out and listening. We will see you next week. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 11 of the Ansem Report podcast. Once again, thank you to BioRoxus for coming on the show. We love him. Go follow him at all his stuff listed in the description. The theme of the Ansem Report podcast, Radiant Garden, is by Shane Plunkett and Jesse Wright of Meadow Vista Media. Go check those guys out. They make dope stuff, and we really appreciate them giving us our theme song. Jason, we also have a Patreon at patreon.com/superspaghettibros where you guys can support us. The newest episode of Fine I Do It Myself is out now, Thor the Dark World, and you'll be surprised at someone's reaction to it, for sure. So go check that out if you haven't yet, if you're a Patreon member.
Otherwise, you can go there and support us. And we are going to list off our patrons that we appreciate very much. Jason, go ahead and give it a whirl.
Nesquik.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinberg.
Dr. Lambic.
DP Grant.
Elbow Juice.
Energy Scott.
Espicat.
Famous for Nothing.
Gav Dodd.
Iron Aggro.
Iron Daddy Sean.
It's ya boy, Oday.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Orpheus Joshua.
Panda Love.
Preferred Whale 6.
Swarls Barkley.
Vigilus Gaming.
Water Cage. I don't know why we're doing that.
Yawn Song.
Zach B.
Chillery.
Lands of Masters.
Frank Verg.
Get Roxel.
Regular Pat.
Fabio the Iguana.
Unholy Dolphin.
Vetus.
What's up, Carl?
Chene.
Kyrie's Bro.
Librarian Gamer.
Travis Town.
Junior.
Phil Games.
And Afro Roxas.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us on patreon.com/superspaghettibros. We appreciate it, and you help the podcast do what it does and all our other stuff we do. We will see you guys next week for episode 12. Send me a funny day, like, is that this one? Send me a fear if you don't know fear, send me a mess in the end. May I send me a fob? Snickers net, you'll miss me out net, you'll send me a fessy. Who's your winner? Send me a fear if you. Send me a